Pope Benedict XVI continued his four-day visit to Germany on Friday with trips to the town of Erfurt, the cradle of the Protestant Reformation, and to the region of Eichsfeld, a Catholic enclave in mostly Protestant northern Germany. In the run-up to the papal visit, our reporter Uwe Hessler went to Eichsfeld, where local Catholics believe their faith has helped their community overcome centuries of hardship.
In the month of September, Roman Catholic communities all around the Eichsfeld region celebrate Kirchweih, a kind of parish fair that is held to mark the anniversary of the consecration of the local church. A song that is always heard on such occasions is the Eichsfeldlied, a melody that tells of the people's love for their countryside and their church. Where strong faith helps you raise your eyes from the dust, goes one line of the lyrics. And the Eichsfelders still sing it with religious fervor, recalling that centuries of pain and hardship haven't shaken their faith in the Catholic Church. Eichsfeld is about twice the size of Berlin and encompasses parts of the German federal states of Thuringia, Hesse and Lower Saxony. Catholicism there dates back to the 9th century. And the region has become popular with Catholic pilgrims. The most important pilgrimage site is Mount Hülfensberg, a mountain with a height of some 450 meters where Franciscan monks today run a monastery.
Die Legende sagt, dass Bonifatius hier die Donaueiche gefällt hat.
Franciscan brother Rolf explains that, according to legend, it was on this mountain that Saint Boniface, the early Catholic missionary, cut down an old and supposedly holy oak tree in order to convert local inhabitants to Christianity.
Die Wallfahrt war sogar ziemlich weit und groß.
Until the religious upheavals in the 16th century, Hülfensberg used to attract Catholic pilgrims from all over northern Germany. However, the tradition weakened in the wake of Martin Luther's Protestant Reformation. From then onwards, Eichsfeld was surrounded by Protestant rulers.
Im Zuge der Montagsdemonstrationen haben die Eichsfelder sich dann auch irgendwann ein Herz gefasst.
Brother Rolf says that the situation became even worse after World War II, when Germany was divided in two with the inner German border running right through the region. In spite of communist oppression of East German Catholics, the religious community stuck together and, as Brother Rolf says, emerged stronger than ever after the collapse of communism in 1990. Uwe Hessler, Deutsche Welle Radio, Eichsfeld.